Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
With faith, you will fill us with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and sit down. Oh, sit down. Are you still here? All right. 7 things you must not be filled with. This one is 20 minutes, then we go and sleep. I don't know if you want to go and sleep. 20 minutes. So if you are talking plenty, I'll do 2 hours. I want to close you by 9. It's 9. 9:44. I want to close you by 10. Like when you go and sleep. Okay? So the next 15 minutes, we are going to sleep. We learned about the 7 things that must fill you. Now we are going to learn about 7 things that must not fill you. Oh, you understand? Yeah. What fills you is what makes you a deeper Christian. What is in you is what makes you deep. People, anytime I see somebody talking, I'll add 10 minutes. Yeah. So you just have to advise your friend that the way it is, you know, help me to help you. If you leave me, I'll preach like tomorrow morning. I'm not tired. Are you here? I'm saying that what is in you is what makes you deep. What you know. Jesus says, so this person is deep in football. It means the person is filled with football. Are you here? The way you are behaving plus 10 minutes. Sit up. This guy has added 10 minutes. Yima, he's also called Yima. Yeah, like my name too. And he had 10 bucks. Somebody should advise him. There are things you must not be filled with. There are things that must not enter you. There are things that you must not associate yourself with as a young boy or young girl. If you want to become a strong Christian, these things I'm about to mention, when you associate with them, they make you weak. They weaken you. They weaken the foundation. If you see any building, any story building, it has a strong foundation. Your foundation is very important. What you are doing, you are strengthening your foundation. What you are doing here? What you are doing here? Your friends who are not here, they have missed. You are actually strengthening your foundation. I'm telling you. What we are doing here is, look, tomorrow morning, we are waking up at 5 o'clock to pray. You don't know. You think I will allow you to wake up at 8? You don't know. And you don't know, Charlie. I'll teach you that song. You want to wake up here at 6. Say, the sun has come. It doesn't happen. When you go to your house, then you wake up at 6, then your mother will give you cocoa to drink. Here, dear. I'm saying 5 o'clock. Pray. We are going to the prayer garden to go and pray. We pray from 5 o'clock up to 9. Oh. And then from there, you are coming here. You are coming here. You don't know. I say what you are doing here, you are strengthening your foundation. One day you remember, they say, hey, the first time I went for a camp, Pastor B, Reverend EKB, Obaye, let's say, Papa, no, say, yeah, just say, yanda, yanda, Omayenda, just say, yanda, I'll say, yanda, 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 yanda. Amen. Don't be filled with things that will weaken your foundation. I'm watching everybody closely. Watch. Already, Yima has added to 20 minutes. 10. 10. Hey, Adel Bebo me. Yima, your people, they will beat you, eh? Only 10 minutes, I come with time, no. You see, you drew dormitory, why? Obehu. They'll give you shut down. Amen. And these things I'm about to mention, they are bad things. Don't associate yourself with them. They are evil things that you must not allow for them to come closer to you. Number one, do not be filled with unrighteousness. Write it. I will inspect note to crap. Unrighteousness. 7 things that must not fill you. Number one, unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is anything that is not righteous is called unrighteous. Romans 1, verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperings. These are words you will not understand today. When you grow up small, you will understand what is called malignity. It is a medical word. When we say something is malignant, it means that thing is deadly. That thing has ability to kill you. Unrighteousness. You see, God is righteous. And we want to become like God. And so, we must learn to be righteous. There are things that will not make you righteous. There are so many things in the world. And last 2 weeks, Sunday, and even last Sunday, I was preaching in my church and I was telling them that there is nothing in this world that is designed to make you righteous. Including Facebook. Including the soap you bath with. Look at the advert for soap. Oba koko. And can soap there. It's supposed to be some mason be who went to work and wakoye pomponi who yet fit. But soap o ba ni who nam no tosso wana or no tawo why on the advert. There is nothing in this world, I'm telling you. There is nothing in this world that is supposed to help your Christianity. Everything in this world is against your Christianity, and they are intended to make you unrighteous. The devil's aim, okay, is to make you unrighteous and to destroy your life. Man, if you don't clap, I'm preaching. Hello? Hello? Yeah. So you must learn to fight. Listen, you must learn to fight to become a righteous person. When I was in class 6 or JHS 1, we were taught a certain topic in science called forces. And we're told that there are two types of forces. We have centripetal force and centrifugal force. Now, centripetal force is the force that pulls you towards the center. There is a force that is pulling you to church. And centripetal force is the force that pulls you away from the center. It comes from the Latin word fugel, which means a fugitive. It pulls you away from church. There are so many things that are pulling you away from church, including your class teacher. Yeah. May it never be said of you that you have lived an unrighteous life. A life that is not righteous. Hallelujah. Yeah. Unrighteousness. He said, being filled with all unrighteousness. Evil things. Unrighteousness. May you escape from every form of unrighteousness.
People are sleeping. That's why they are quiet. I'm left with 15 minutes. Because you man made us add 10 minutes. I'm still watching clearly. I see that you doze, you know. If I see you doze in there 20 minutes. Because I know that this one, and this one, they are asleep already. If I see a new candidate, everybody say a new candidate. MDA. Number two. What's point number one? No. Don't be filled with what? You are not writing notes. Plus 10 minutes. Oh, no, you are not minding me, so plus 10 minutes. Do not be filled with what? Unrighteousness. Look, in your quest to be a strong Christian, don't allow yourself to live an unrighteous life. Number two, don't be filled with fornication. Everybody say fornication. I will explain fornication for you. Fornication, no? Ni ma mean a year adultery. Yeah. Fornication is when you are not married and you are having sex. Put the book down and explain the thing proper. But I'm not afraid of you. I know the things you know. Let me read the scripture that says that. The same Romans chapter 1 verse 29. I'll be there for a long time. He said, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication. Yes. Never sleep with anybody you are not married to. Mm-hmm. If I start to talk about fornication, you see, look, anybody you sleep with, the person leaves you with a spirit. Recently, I was talking to a young girl. She has already slept with more than 20 people. Different. I told her, count all of them. Count. She counted. Well, we took pen and paper. She counted, body count, more than 20 men at the age of 21. Yes. Fornication. Some of you, it's your class teachers who like to sleep with you. Okay. And the boys, don't think you are exempted. I know somebody, not they say, I know him. He, a boy, he started having sex at the age of 4 with his auntie. Yeah, the auntie made him sleep with her at the age of 4. I know his name and have his telephone number. Be careful. These are the things that will weaken your Christianity. Don't allow yourself to, you see, and fornication comes from watching pornography,
watching bad movies. Your parents are asleep. You have gone to put on the television around 11 p.m. and you are watching things that are older than you. Oh, Pastor Peter, I'm not preaching well. These people are angels. They don't know what I'm preaching about. I should continue preaching. Fornication. Even let's say there's no spirit. There is something we call teenage pregnancy. Year-old girl, you have born. When you born, we say it's born one. When you born two, it's born again. Born again. Born again. Yeah. See? Don't be silly. Listen. This thing I'm talking about, even it happens in the church. You see older boys. Sometimes when they see people, the people who don't pastor you, when they see you, they think you are grown. Sometimes when they see that you have small breasts, they think that sometimes we that we pastor you, we know your age. We know that you are now getting to 11, 12. But the guy who is in adult church or upper girl, so as he has seen you, or if you say you have grown now, man. It was 37 or to tell you got any spring rose mouth. It is now what you are saying. And then you two in your foolishness. Oh, I'll say he's like my uncle. Hey, anything that is not, don't say it's like. Yeah. Some of you in school, you see your teacher be calling you, my wife, and you are happy. Teacher is calling you my wife, and you are happy. You don't know what it means. Yeah. Listen, you must be so strong that the day a teacher makes a mistake and touches your breast, you slap him. Slap him! He will never tell anybody. He cannot tell anybody. No, you are going to tell who? I'm saying you are going to tell who? Headmaster. He will explain why you slap him. You must develop your strength so much that you should be able to slap a teacher when he touches your buttocks. You say, even the Bible say, if you slap here, turn and slap it. Say, if you touch here, touch this one too. Foolish girl. Now, you are using the Bible to explain something bad. One of the signs that we know that a young boy or girl is filled with fornication is pride. Umbushi. Yeah. If you are younger, you start having sex, you don't respect anybody. I'm telling you. If you see a child who is excessively disobedient, incorrigibly disobedient, uncontrollably arrogant, was starting. Yeah. The person is filled. Like, when we say filled, you see, when you fetch water into a bottle and it's filled, it overflows. Yeah. Never allow anybody to push his penis into your vagina till you are ready to marry or till you have married. Never! Anybody makes a mistake, slap him. What I'm preaching well, or I'm not, or what I'm teaching the children is a good thing I'm teaching them. Yeah. You see, because this person sleeps with you. This person. Recently, we are in this Ghana. A popular somebody, her pictures came out that she went to sleep with somebody. You don't know where God is taking you to. One day you'll be on TV, say, oh, girl, hi, or a school mattress. You know school mattress. School mattress, everybody has slept on it before. Hospital bed, dormitory mattress. Don't be filled with fornication. The first one is what? Unrighteousness. The second one is what? Fornication. Fornication, if you allow me, I can go deep, but I won't go deep. It's okay. Don't even try it. Marry as a virgin. Yeah. And right now, even people break their virginity in church. Church people, church, like choirister. I don't know why I'm on the choir. Choiristers, instrumentalists. No, sorry, them. Some of them even have sex in the church, like the church place. Wow. Don't grow up and join this foolishness. It will end you well. Don't join this foolishness. Don't join it. You are bringing a curse on your life. What's up for no cry? Then all come basa basa say. And then I may make come basa basa say. Number three, I have to finish early so that you can go and sleep. Number three, don't be filled with wickedness and maliciousness. Wickedness. Yeah. Children can be wicked. Children, you people, you can be very wicked. Don't allow Satan to drop and rub off his wickedness on you. They are wicked children. Yeah. Some children, they were mocking a prophet. That. Yeah. Wicked. Wicked children. Some of you, things you haven't seen, you say you have seen it. Lie. You can lie to break somebody's marriage. Like the girl I was describing, who lied that the father wanted to sleep with her. Later, it was a lie. But she has broken the marriage. Bible says, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. You have decided to separate your father and your mother. Yeah. Wicked. Very wicked girl. Wicked boy. Adrian Fee, it's full of bola. Adrian Fee. Scatter bad minds. Adrian Fee. Oh, yeah. You think I don't know the songs, eh? I know all the songs. When you are playing with me, I said, I've been pastoring children since God said, let there be light. This preacher I'm preaching, your madams, they don't understand. You are the people who understand what I'm preaching. Even me, what I'm preaching myself, I don't understand. Yeah. Wicked. The money your parents have put down to pay your fees, you have taken the money and you are going to give it to your boyfriend. You must be wicked to behave like that. Malicious. Wicked. Just say, wicked. Your mother has prepared stew and put it down. Because you did something, your mother beat you. You are going to pour extra salt inside the stew. Milk, eshe fridge ma, yedi yadi enu. Wako bom milk no, and you have top up with water. Wicked. Just say, hey, I dream we. Bad mind. Oh, I'm not preaching well. What I'm preaching, you don't understand. B being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and maliciousness. Just say, small girl, but you are a terror. When your mother, look, you are your mother's prayer topic. If she goes to prayer on Wednesdays, you are the one she go, you are the reason she's going for the prayers. After hour, after midnight. Oh, Father, I pray for Louisa. Every day, your name is in there. Your mother doesn't have problem. Or was scan or be bia, but you are your mother's main headache. Anytime she see you, then she start to cry. Yeah. Bible said that a spoiled child brings shame to the mother. You see, when you become a bad girl or a bad boy, it doesn't affect your father. Your father. Oh. It's your mother. Onu na nakuma yeni ya. Nakuma basi. Wicked! Wicked girl. Wicked boy. Why dream basa, 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 basa? And you see, such children, almost one born was school, big time. But boss, I dream, and yet, I dream, bonnie, a bad mind, and one. I used to have a boy like that in my church many years ago. Oh! Auntie, I'm not for senior ma. Where we are, just say, what their coffee in my panties, so me underwear, and yes, or shell, they are stolen it. Just say, only number, just say, we are baby, obi store, no, I call you Bob, no, the kutufi, on fine, yes, she, or the kutufi. Today, as I speak, he's a pastor. Oh, he has become a pastor. That on his wedding day, when I saw him, I said, hey, we don't throw human beings away. One day he came to church after church offering. We couldn't find the offering bag. Bag no one, but second name. By the grace of God. Bag, you know, dear, you who ye, and I did buy it. But Sekana, offering now, you see these people who put pure water by the roadside in the cage. My baby, you know, pipe pie. I said, the boy, the mind is not good, though. A pipe pie, I'm out for pure water. And I'll match you a pipe pie. And yes, it's your common dinner, so. I said, on your bonnet. I said, wait. Kid, just a wicked boy. There are some of the things he does, and you when they say human being did this every day, ni mami, out timo ube kumi. When the woman she has a certain scarf, it's rainbow colors. Unse or shares a scarf, but oba be bonfire mane bano. Timo, he has three children, two girls and one boy. Boy don't let timo timo. Oh timo. He's the reason I said I will never name my son Timothy. Timo. And my minister was shorting the new Timo. And Akwanu, the nickname here, Agaza. When they say Agaza is coming.
Oh.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you are a child and you pass by a Gaza, you cry. Obey your BBC. Wicked. May the Lord deliver us from wickedness.
Amen. People are responding. We are closing.
Number what? Number four. Yeah, we are going to seven. Number four. Don't be filled with covetousness. Everybody say covetousness. You know covetousness. A libri bonnet. Something that doesn't belong. You are, covetousness means ni braketwa a jealousy. Something somebody have, you want it. About the saying that this girl is wearing pink dress. You don't like it. The pink dress, it should be on you. Covetousness. That thing can lead you to become a thief. Obi ashe ni shu. Unibia. Unibi. Whatever, you see, right now you are young. Competition starts when you get to secondary school. Secondary school. If somebody opened the chobos. When I went to secondary school, my friend, he keeps his books in my chobos. There's nothing in my chobos. And that guy, he was my friend. So I told him that we should keep our food. It's not our food. Food, I didn't even have some of the food. I told that we should keep our food in his chobos so that we keep our books in my chobos. So also buy an only book be a also be DD. And when you open and chobos no ni chobos no be work key. Have key. Oh. Milk mu milk. The first time I ate cornflakes, I finished up also. Sardine. I've never eaten full sardine before. Sardine, I don't me. And I made this sardine full one. Oh, sardine, I will say yes, I did it. Covetousness. Covetousness. Sunday, somebody brought a dress. Say, yeah, we need prep. Yeah, preachy cry and call. Because in your mind, you are wondering why you don't have that dress. Sometimes you do things you shouldn't do so that you get some of what the person has. When you grow up small, competition comes. And when people stay in the compound house, you see. Be our AC, open our AC. You have to go and steal money to get money to buy AC. Don't do it. Don't be covetous. It leads you to evil that you have not planned. Number what? Number five. Don't be filled with envy and murder. Everybody say envy. Say envy. Envy means that, yes, we need prayer. It leads to death. Yeah. Number eight, don't be filled with deceit, deception. You leave school and come and tell lies. That they say bring money to the school. You deceive your parents. Last time you took your grandmother's phone and you told her that the battery is low and that she should give you money to go and buy a battery. 13 to we have to charge it. You told your mother that the ringing tone is finished. As I say, you got toss screen ringing tone. Abrewa onim she into a man was cast a kotor ringing tone man. Deceit. Deceit. Say, who the phone to silence? It's your friend who lady I am back. Hey, Gama, ring it on our sound. I say, it's your Benya be well. Ah, where I say 10 cities. Mammy, 10 cities is here, I'm a pebby amount. A ton line is here, I'm more data. Deceive your grandmother. Deceit. Deceit also comes from lying. You lie. I can see that my poor is sleeping now. I have to close. Next one, last one. Don't be filled with bitterness and cursing. Some of you be big a crack or body. Small girl, you buy egg and bust. No, you have not eaten kosher before. But the kosher that you eat, you have busted. Cursing people. Anybody who steal my exercise book, you die. Now, exercise book, people will die. Hey, I'm not for crap, they steal their cars. They cry, they don't say people will die. And now, exercise book. Yeah. All these things, when you are filled with them, they can weaken your Christianity. I pray for you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord help you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus. All right, sit down. So, we are taking a break. Not a break. We are done for the day. Today we didn't do...
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.